Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
A very good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon.
I can't believe it. It's a week already. It feels like I spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah, the time feels like it's flying faster, which is maybe not a bad thing as we head towards the festive season and some downtime.
Sure, it's just crazy. I mean, it's almost end of the year. So interesting, I've just been having a look at your website. So Rain launches a R1 Black Friday deal. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so even though I feel like there's a lot of Black Friday burnout out there, this one, there's a whole bunch of really good deals. And in this is not one of the latest ones. Vodacom and MTN have released their deals already. And so Rain is next in line. And they've launched a deal that lets you sign up for any one of their packages for R1. And then you can, then you must choose your billing date. And then you will only be billed on that date. So you pay R1 now, and the next time you pay will be on that billing date. So for example, you can sign up, at least the way they've worded it, you can sign up now and then choose to pay on the 20th. So you effectively get a month of free access to Rain for R1. And then on top of that, they also give a free speed upgrade for 3 months. So you can choose to, for example, climb on their middle of the range 5G product for, I think it's like R770 a month. And then you automatically get upgraded. It's R740 a month. And then you automatically get upgraded to the faster one that usually costs R1,000 a month. And you'll have that upgraded speed for 3 months, after which you have to choose whether to stay on the faster package and pay the high price or stay on the other package. So you've got these sort of two specials that stack with one another. So firstly, you can get your first month for R1 and then 3 months of free speed upgrades, or at least if you're a new customer, 2 months of free speed upgrades. So yeah, some pretty good deals there from Rain for folks who are looking for 4G or 5G data services for their home, or perhaps as a second SIM for their phone.
Jan, is that a monthly sort of, or is it an annual contract? What sort of contract is that?
Yeah, it's month to month. Wow. you can choose to cancel after the
first
month.
That is amazing. Yeah, that is. Now I like that. Now.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's an incredibly good deal, and Rain obviously banking on the fact that that people will want to stay, which is, a good vote of confidence in their product.
Absolutely. And the second one now interests me a lot. Scammers steal Facebook credentials and break into accounts. Now that one, tell us about.
Yeah, this one is actually a really cool case study from a security company called Sophos. And I encourage folks who want to actually see what it looks like to come and look on the site, and we link to Sophos, so you can look there directly. But it's screenshots of exactly what it looks like, step by step, how they trick you the first time, and then once they have you, how they make it look exactly like Facebook's website. And if you're not paying attention to the URL bar on your device, and on your mobile phone, it's incredibly easy to ignore the URL bar on your device, just because of the way that these browsers and apps are designed. And so they effectively trick you into giving up your username, password, and then type in your two-factor authentication PIN, your extra one-time PIN, your OTP that Facebook sends you.
Wow.
When you log in. And so essentially, they it's the exact same playbook that scammers use for stealing your banking credentials. It is that level of detail and dedication that we're seeing these attackers use to break into your Facebook account. So it kind of shows you how valuable these Facebook accounts have got, if the attacks are becoming as sophisticated as what they're using on trying to get into your bank account.
So, Jan, what's the best thing to do security-wise, though?
So, honestly, come and look. Look at what it looks like, so you can see what a scam looks like, and so you can. That's almost the only way to build up an intuition for what a scam looks like and what a scam email looks like in the beginning, is to see it with your own eyes. So that's step one. Is there's lots of these warnings out there. Banks put out warnings, Facebook puts out warnings, all these platforms put out warnings that everybody just ignores. So just, you know, take 15 minutes out of your day to go and look, actually look at what these scams look like. And that'll give you a nose for them. So that's step one. Some practical tips from my side. This particular attack, because, you know, they can't use Facebook.com, because Facebook owns and controls Facebook.com, they use a different domain. And so if you'll need to be alert, but if you just look at the URL bar, you'll see, oh, hang on a second, this is not Facebook.com. So these guys are lying. You know, Facebook would only ever put its stuff on its own domains, Facebook.com, FB.com. It's not going to put it on some random .app domain. Be careful of the URL bar, and or go and look at the URL bar and make sure that it's the right URL. And just because there's a little lock icon in the URL bar doesn't mean that it's safe. That just means that the connection between you and the server is encrypted. That's all. It doesn't actually, there's no certification that what you're dealing with is Facebook at that point. So don't be misled by the little lock icon. And then the last tip I always give in situations like this is, if something is too good to be true, it's overly alarming, like it is, panic inducing. So it's like, if you don't click on this link immediately, we are going to suspend your Facebook account, right? Like, be very careful, be immediately suspicious. That does happen, by the way. And there's a huge hack going around at the moment where people actually log into your account, and then, you know, you get an email alert from Facebook, but not to suspend your account. So the second they go, if you don't act now, we're going to ban you, we're going to delete your account and all the content on there, this is SARS. If you don't click on this link immediately, you are going to be fined R1 million and put in jail. So anything like that, be immediately suspicious, because they're trying to trick you by inducing panic and making you not think clearly when you are filling in these web forms. So you're like, oh yeah, let me quickly, you know, log into my Facebook or log into my e-filing so that I can, you know, quickly deal with this thing before they, you know, fine me or put me in jail or kill my account. And then the other one is, if it's too good to be true. So if it's, hey, click here and, you know, you'll get this much money back, or you'll win this prize, or to stand a chance to, you know, win a brand new Lamborghini or whatever the case, you know, but it's always slightly more realistic than that, right? It's always like, oh, you could win R10,000 or be entered into a competition to win a brand new car or a new TV or a new smartphone. So, you know, so they're also clever in the sense that they don't try to hook people with overly good news anymore. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, a relative has died in the UK and I'm a Nigerian prince. And click on this link and you'll be a millionaire. You know, these attacks are a lot more subtle now. And so you'll have to about, you know, something that's too good to be true and something that's overly panic inducing. Those are the two big red flags.
I think that's great, great advice. How would one know, Jan, if your account has been hacked?
In simple terms, you can't get in anymore. I'm actually dealing with several cases where people have been locked out of their Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp accounts that have all been linked because they're all controlled by Facebook. And so they've got businesses and that now are linked, you know, with all these profiles linked, and then they get locked out of those profiles. And in some cases, even have their personal accounts banned, because the modus operandi of the attack is first they get you to give them your username and password, exactly like we've been discussing. Then they log in and make sure that you can't get back in. And then they post something heinously objectionable from your account and then report it to Facebook and then get it deleted. Because all they want to get at are the business pages that your account is linked to, so they can milk it for advertising spend and other stuff. They don't actually want your personal account, not permanently. They'll use it to spam a few times, you know, to spam links to whatever affiliate thing they're trying to punt. And then they'll just get your account banned so that you can't get back into it and regain access to your stuff. So these attacks are getting rough, and I've been dealing with folks who have been fighting for months to get their accounts fully reinstated.
That's a huge concern, and if you don't have too much time, but one of the things on your website that intrigues me, Old Mutual to launch bank, and that takes me back to years and years ago. But is that the same Old Mutual?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So we're looking at Old Mutual, the financial service provider, you know, who does life insurance, yes, and retirement plans and all that stuff. They actually have what they call a money account, a transactional bank account, through a partner. They work with Bidvest Bank. And now, kind of veiled in the announcement today, was that they've had a bit of a falling out with Bidvest Bank over, you know, their ambitions. And so they're going to apply for their own banking license, and then the partnership with Bidvest Bank will come to an end. So yeah, Old Mutual is going to apply for their own banking license for a fully fledged bank. Part of that, they say, is they will be able to take deposits like a regular bank does, and that will give them easier access to funding, they said. So. Yeah, some interesting moves there from a business perspective on Old Mutual's side as well. They think that they plan to launch the bank next year, and then they think they can have the bank break even in 3 years' time, which will be interesting to measure because there's a lot of players in the space now, all of them hoping to break even within a couple of years. Bank Zero, Discovery Bank, Time Bank. Time Bank is getting close. Time Bank has done really well for itself. But the other digital banks are fighting tooth and nail to get to break even. And so it'll be interesting to see whether Old Mutual can make that good a go of it so quickly. Because they have really big ambitions for this bank and for the profits that this bank will drive for the business.
Well, Jan, we'll have to watch that space. We are out of time. Jan van Meulen and the editor at mybroadband.co.za. Jan, always a pleasure to chat to you. Have a look at mybroadband.co.za to get these and more stories.